And so for reading, what's really critical for an early reader? What type of information is critical for them to attend to that might drive these changes in the brain? This has been the answer of over 2,000 scientific papers and graduate student dissertations and master's theses. And one of the nice things about it is that at this point in history, there seems to be a converging answer coming out across all of these studies as the one sort of winning hypothesis. And that is your ability to focus your mind on the sounds of language is a critical factor in becoming a skilled reader during the early years. The National Research Panel suggests that children who can focus on the sounds of language, phonology, who can do rhyming games and Pig Latin games and play with the sounds within words, those are the children that are able to break the code and be able to decode words and are able to reorganize their brain very easily to becoming expert readers. So we just started doing some new research. This research was just published about 3 weeks ago in the Journal of Cerebral Cortex. And I want you guys to participate in this little experiment that we ran to get at this question of what is it to focus your attention on information, on the sounds of language. And I hope this works. So what I want you guys to do is to close your eyes and then listen to these two sets of sounds. And in the first condition, I want you to listen to the words within these sounds and tell me whether they rhyme or not. So let's first do an audio check and make sure this works.
Bathe.
Okay. So now I'm going to play you a pair of sounds just like that. Tell me whether the words you hear rhyme or don't rhyme. And this is a little bit like detecting bad poetry. So if something kind of rhymes, that's not close enough. Like, these lyrics drive me crazy. Like, yeah, I won't go into that.
Bathe. Crazed.
Raise your hand if you think those rhyme. You can open your eyes for this part. Raise them high. Come on, commit to an answer here. Okay, raise your hands if you don't think they rhyme. Okay, now listen really, really carefully. We'll do it again.
Bathe. Crazed.
Raise your hand if you think they rhyme. Okay, let's do another one. Listen really carefully.
North. Bathe.
Raise your hand if you think they rhyme. No one's raising their hand. Okay, so now I want you to listen to the same exact bottom-up stimulation for your brain. And you're going to do an equally challenging task and make a decision and all of that stuff. But the only thing we're going to change is the information that you're focusing your mind on. You might have heard buried within those words was a little triplet of, a little melody. I want you to tell me whether the melody matches in the first word and the second word.
Crazed. Noise.
Raise your hand if they think they matched. Okay, let's try another one.
Bathe.
Raise your hand if you think they matched. Okay. What we've found in this research is that the same exact stimulation, the same equally challenging task, people can focus their mind on one kind of information and completely ignore the other. Or they can focus on the tone information and completely ignore the words, and focus on the linguistic information and completely ignore the tones. In a sense, this is the difference between hearing what somebody's saying and listening to what somebody is saying. You can amplify these signals in your mind in this top-down fashion. This skill turns out to be critical in the early years of learning to read because this is exactly the phonological analysis you have to do so that our alphabetic system for writing words makes any sense at all. We've been able to do brain imaging studies on undergraduates and master's students as they do this task. As they listen to the same exact stimuli and make equally difficult decisions, the only thing we're changing is what information are you attending to make your decision? And what we find is that listening to language, really listening to the sounds in language, this critical skill for learning to read, activates specific left hemisphere circuitry. There are these prefrontal regions which are sort of critical for intentional control of what your mind is doing right now. There are these superior parietal regions, but critically, this region that we call the visual word form system, this region that's most responsive to visual words if you're a reading expert, is also activated even though no word is present at all. This is a reentrant process in which our ability to think about the rhymes is automatically linked to brain organization for reading words. But most importantly, the thing I want to take away from this is that very notion, that elusive notion of attention, of attending to types of information in this top-down, engaged, focused way, may be a critical factor that's driving brain reorganization in skills like learning to read, but this may be a more general principle in systems neuroscience, that this kind of engaged learning or engaged focus and attending is the critical thing which is reshaping circuitry. The reason this could be important for education is that this is what good teachers do. Good teachers are able, they have an amazing talent, and it's not something that can be easily taught, but it can be something that you win over experience. They grab the attention of their students, and they help their students focus their minds in useful ways on the most interesting, informative, informational part of this multidimensional world, of all these complex situations. This is what I'm trying to study. This is one level at which we want to connect education and cognitive neuroscience.